WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio. Happy Monday to you, and happy Monday to the creepy girl in the intro of this song. Sean Whitfield hit me with another one I'm unfamiliar with, but listen, that's okay. It's Monday. The weather's gorgeous. We've got NASCAR to talk about. I feel like spring may have finally sprung. NASCAR's kicking up a notch. You know what? You got NCAA basketball. You've got a lot of good things coming down the pipe, but the weather's great, and it is indeed time for another edition of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Today, we're going to recap the action that we saw on a Sunday night race. That's right, a Sunday night when we still had to go to work today from Richmond. So we'll talk about the Toyota Owners 400. Big win from Denny Hamlin. Had a couple drivers not too happy with one another. We'll get Sean Whitfield to break down the... You know what? We're going to call that segment beef. Sean Whitfield to break down the beef from all the drivers. A couple of them seem upset. Surprisingly, Kyle Busch. What a shocker, right? Also, we're going to go ahead and look and see what's coming down the pipe. Martinsville Speedway, the Cookout 400, going to be next up. So we'll, of course, talk about that. Point standings, you name it. We got it, and it's happening this hour. Racing Talk Radio, Rock 105. Brought to you by Optimized You. And I tell you what, it's almost bathing suit season or swimsuit or out on the boat season. It's time to get optimized if you haven't already. So go out and check those. I am Casey, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I'm here every Monday, none other than Sean Whitfield, Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. Before I get too far into the introduction here, you hadn't heard of Fozzy, the song Spotlight?
This is the song Spotlight?
Yeah, so this is by Fozzy.
The band's name's Fozzy?
Yeah, it's some new music
like
here
Fozzy,
on Rock 105.
Like Fozzy Bear?
Yes, F-O-Z-Z-Y.
Like Waka Waka. I know that Fozzy. I'm unfamiliar.
Called Spotlight.
Here's the thing.
I decided that I would pull that out of the new music vault of Rock 105 today because I knew it would catch you off guard.
I like it. I don't. The intro's a little off-putting for a radio show, but you know, it seems like they're rocking it pretty good.
It is a little different. Once you get past the intro, it gets into more mainstream Rock 105 music that I enjoy.
Yeah, before this was a song by Pearl Jam, and so you and I kind of went down
memory lane,
a little bit of a Pearl Jam rabbit hole. And I was familiar with that one. Like, oh yeah, that was you know the soundtrack of my youth. But not familiar with Fozzy.
Yeah.
Except Fozzy Bear from, he was a big part of my youth.
Well, you'd have to be a regular listener of Rock 105 to be familiar with Fozzy. They don't play that on classic country stations.
You know what? That's right. It's not on my XM. I wouldn't know anything about it.
So how was the weekend?
It's pretty good, man. Happy Easter. Happy day after Easter. Did you and Mrs. Whitfield go to church?
We did.
I kept looking for her in Mass, and I didn't see her.
So. Well, I was going. No, we weren't. We weren't at Mass. We were at the good old Silverdale Baptist.
Okay, yeah.
Don't Catholics do a sunrise service or something?
Easter Vigil is what I had to do last year when I became Catholic. That is like a 3-hour service that happens Saturday night, and it goes all the way to just about midnight ish. That's big. The Easter Vigil is cool, but
so it goes for 3 hours.
Yeah, but on Sunday there's three or four different masses, and they're normal. I mean, they're a little bit like, you know, Easter Mass or Easter service is always a little bit longer. And there's
even in Catholicism, you go to the church and there's all these new people that hadn't been here all year. Same thing. That was always the thing at church. You're like, who are all these new people? Why can't I sit where I normally sit? But yeah, no, we did that. It was good.
But you're telling me 3 hours Saturday night?
Yeah, it's actually a really beautiful ceremony. I didn't go this year because I didn't have to, but it's a very beautiful ceremony.
Wow.
It's where you invite people that have already been baptized into the Catholic Church, and then you, like what I did, I got baptized and became a part of the Catholic Church. So
on that night?
Yeah, on that night.
Huh. I didn't know that existed.
Well, see?
There's a lot about Catholics I don't know.
Talk to your wife. She had to go through.
Oh, I'm converting her to good old Baptist.
No, she's a sinning. That's why I keep I'm a light a candle for her.
Is that what you do?
She's
going to
be here later,
church?
And I'm going to give her a hard time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she is going to stop by. She took a day of vacation from work. So I believe she's going to hopefully make it by.
Oh, good deal. But no, it was fun. Easter was good. And a little cookout. Got to play golf on a good Friday. So it turned out to be a great Friday.
So it was even a better Friday.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, my good Friday was a good Friday, but it was left, you know, here taking care of business all day. And the weekend was good. You know, got to spend time. I guess I was trying to think, okay, what was unusual about the weekend? Easter made it special. Got to see family. Spent time with family at my aunt and uncle's house.
Did you get to see Stanley?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the Commish of Walker County, my brother. Got to see him. And so, yeah, it was great. Had a good weekend and had our date night Saturday night. So that's always enjoyable.
Had to go to Leah.
No, we went to Jay's.
Man, oh God!
You know,
God.
We have rotation.
That was the off weekend.
We have rotation, so yeah, it was a good weekend. So very lucky and blessed, both at the same time.
Absolutely. So yes, and it was so weird the NASCAR race having a NASCAR race on a Sunday night when Monday you're back at work, right? Normally when it's a Sunday night race, it's because, you know, it's Labor Day or something like that and everybody's got the next day off.
Yeah.
And it was also kind of weird because it was, you know, forever NASCAR didn't race except the Xfinity Series up in Nashville. NASCAR didn't race on Easter weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Cup Series didn't anyway. And so to see them on Sunday night, it was cool because, hey, you had the race on, but it was also like this felt out of place.
Well, when NASCAR made the decision to run on Easter, there was a little bit of criticism by some people, not anything real big, became a big issue, I think, for the sport, but it was pretty much responded with the fact that, hey, other major sports such as the NFL, they play on Thanksgiving. They play on Christmas.
NCAA tournament, Tennessee played yesterday.
Yes, they were playing yesterday, and there's probably even a golf event out on some major holidays.
Absolutely.
So why not NASCAR? And I do appreciate the fact that NASCAR made the decision, if they were going to run on Easter, that they ran in the evening. That way it didn't interfere with anybody falling with the temptation of missing their church service and staying in to try to catch the race in time for its start. But I thought it went well. Of course, at Richmond, it looked like it was possibly going to be eliminated last night due to rain and possibly postponed till today. But NASCAR was able to have Mother Nature on its side and was able to get it in.
Yeah, so we got to see the entire race at Richmond, got to see a green-white checker at the beginning. Hometown boy Denny Hamlin gets the win. Also,
but just barely.
Barely. Had some drivers a little upset with the way they were being driven around. So, all in all, I thought it was a good Sunday night.
The only thing that I don't like about a Sunday night race is it's always a struggle for me to stay awake and see the entire race.
Yes. At your age group, it can be very
tough. I know.
Tough.
Once you hit 50 and older, it makes it a little tough for us old folks. So I think I probably fell asleep with like 30 laps to go. So I had to watch the rest of it on my DVR. And actually, to just be very candid and transparent, I dozed off a couple other times during the race. but didn't miss quite as much. You know, I think that was primarily just green flag racing. But I'm used to being asleep between 10 and 10:30. And I guess I had just, it was all I could do to stay awake last night.
And you couldn't make you a little green tea or have one of your supplements or something?
No, then I'd have been awake all night. And I already struggle with getting good sleep. So the last thing I want to do is try to find a stimulant to keep me up late, because then I'll find myself still awake at 2 or 2:30. And then knowing I got to get up early on Monday morning. So, yeah, that's not a good thing.
When you work for yourself, can't you just call the boss and let him tell you that you're going to sleep in?
You know, I think there's even more pressure to make sure you're on time. Of course, I will admit, Mondays are a little bit slower. But for the most part, you know, I treat my world now just like I did 30 something years in the oil business.
Still get up?
Actually, I probably get up earlier.
Crack at noon.
Most days I get up at 5 or 5:15. Whereas most of my life I was not getting up till 6 or 6:30.
In the last year and a half, I've developed the annoying habit of I am sitting in front of a TV at 5 o'clock in the morning drinking coffee. And it doesn't matter what I've done the night before.
So when you're in front of that TV drinking coffee, what are you watching? What are you viewing?
It just depends. But you talk about really old person.
You watching Andy Griffith?
One of the channels is showing Cheers reruns. And so...
So that's a lot of what you're watching.
A lot of times if that's on sports. I mean, I try to catch up on sports unless there's something
news?
Not exciting. Oh, gosh, no.
You don't want to keep up with...
I don't need to know what's going on in the world.
Don't you want to keep up with news and keep up with what Trump did the day before?
Gosh, no. I don't want to know at all, matter of fact. I want to be in a world where Sam Malone is chasing around... I've just completely gone blank, but I watch it every morning.
See, that's because you're getting senile.
It's good, too much coffee.
So you don't watch local news in the morning?
Not at all.
Man, how do you keep up with what's going on in our great city of Chattanooga?
I need to know the weather, and I got an app for that.
Oh my gosh!
The rest of it, people can tell me later.
You are going to so hurt my wife's
Sam
feelings.
Malone and Diane Chambers. That's all I need.
You have just broke my wife's heart.
Now I will watch her in the evening. That's different.
Yeah, but to hear you say, "Oh, I don't need to watch local news. I can watch weather from my app."
I don't need to watch the morning people. I don't need all that.
Oh my goodness! You know what? You're probably one of those that gets your news from social media.
Not at all.
You're not?
No. Gosh, no. I'm not even hardly on social
media. So you're just playing on how weird.
Yeah, ignorant. Just blissfully ignorant most of the time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us here on this Monday. And we got some severe weather coming up tomorrow, but today was pretty good temperatures, or very nice temperatures, actually.
Gorgeous today.
Just not a lot of sun.
Yeah, just a little overcast.
But we're going to brighten your day here talking about NASCAR in this 6 o'clock hour. And we've been doing this for 24 years now. We had our 24th year anniversary back in February. So 24 years we've been talking NASCAR, and we couldn't have done it without all of you. And, of course, we certainly couldn't do it without our friends at Optimize U, because we are presented to you by Optimize U. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. More NASCAR to come after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield are here each and every Monday at 6. We're presented by Optimize You. Go check those guys out. Normal is not optimal. That's why they're help you become even better over at Optimize You. And, of course, today, recapping the race at Richmond that saw Denny Hamlin become the winner of the Toyota Owners 400. Another win on his hometown track. And, of course, later on in the program, we'll talk about the Cookout 400 from Martinsville Speedway. The paperclip is coming up. Ought to be a good one. And that'll happen this Sunday at 3 o'clock. So Martinsville on its way, and then Texas, and then Talladega. So we're kind of going short track, mile and a half, big track, back to Dover, back to Kansas, Darlington, North Wilkesboro, twice, or two races. Oh, that. Never mind. That's the All-Star race. Yep. Never mind. So the All-Star race, right down the
North
Wilkesboro. So it's April 1st. Did you have any jokes played on you? Did you play any jokes?
No, I...
Mrs. Whitfield didn't call you and tell you she's pregnant or anything?
No, nothing like that. Years ago, I would have been into that. But now, when somebody does it, it's just annoying to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, the old man get off my grass kind of thing.
There's so much craziness and disinformation in the world right now that it's almost like you can't compete with that stuff anyway. So why even try?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a good point. I haven't looked at it from that perspective. But yeah, I'm thinking now, you know, we're already hearing so much bad stuff.
Yeah.
And stuff that we're questioning many times in what we read or see or hear. Don't throw anything else at me. I'm already struggling.
We don't need any more.
Hey, I want to talk about TV for just a moment. We talk about this occasionally from time to time, TV ratings, and it's always nice to talk about TV ratings when they're good. When they're not so good, you know, we don't like to talk about them as much. But since they're good, let's talk about a little extra.
Only bring up the good stuff.
We're positive guys. For the first five races of the year, we have seen nothing but increases in the TV ratings. At COTA, had a little over 3.3 million viewers on Fox, up 6% over last year. And it was, again, for the fifth consecutive increase of the season. And I wanted to mention to you, too, the top markets. What would you say is the number one TV market for the race at COTA? What would
the
be your
race
guess?
Circuit of America.
And this is kind of an easy
Dallas.
One. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
Greensboro, second. Milwaukee, third. Hartford, Connecticut's fourth. And Norfolk, Virginia is fifth.
That makes sense. That's so, okay. Yeah.
So anyway, NASCAR's got a lot to be proud of. And as we were talking with Alex Hayden a little bit about it last week, referencing the Netflix documentary, I think that's had nothing but positive to bring to the sport. And it would be interesting to see if NASCAR does some research and study on this, okay, to determine why our TV ratings growing as rapidly as they are, especially every single week, to try to get clarity on, okay, what's driving the increased viewers in the sports? Is it the Netflix thing, like what we've been talking about? And if it is, how much emphasis would you put on that? Or is it just the fact we're having just good old NASCAR racing at its best? Or what would you reference it to?
You know, right? I think keep it simple, stupid. I just think there's really good racing on the track.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a spot right now where you've got a lot of, I think, likable stars in NASCAR, even though we're not at the level of where they're marketable, like, or known like a Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart type. But there is a lot of likability there. Plus, frankly, the competition so far has been pretty low. We're not competing against any other major sports at this point. Baseball is just starting. Basketball playoffs aren't here yet. NCAA basketball has been good, but there's been a notorious lack of, ratings and storylines in that this year. So I think it's, good racing combined with there's not just a plethora of other options for your casual sports fan.
Do you think some of it may be this, the fact that several years ago we had a lot of new names come into the sport and we had a lot of the old names retire and fade away, and now that some of those names have been around for 2 years, going on 3 years for some, they've now become veteran drivers to many people and became familiar names that people have now gotten acquainted with, adapted to, adjusted with, and now they've sort of forgotten the past a little bit and they're more settled and comfortable on what the future is to some extent.
It's just, simply it's star power. I mean, let's face it, people watch when you have stars. Mm-hmm. And Chase Elliott obviously is a star. I think William Byron is winning enough that he's got fans. Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch, there's guys for us older guard to watch and kind of maybe cheer for. I think it's familiarity, and that's what kind of what breeds fans. If starting next year, if every quarterback was brand new, you're not tuning in to watch Aaron Rodgers, or you're not tuning in to watch I've gone blank on the other ones.
Peyton Manning.
Well, yeah.
He's been gone a while.
If you're not tuning in to watch stars, Patrick Mahomes, duh, then all of a sudden you're watching Jim Johnson, you're like, wait a minute. It would absolutely affect some things. So, I think NASCAR's in a good place, but I really think it comes down to NASCAR's giving everyone a good product right now.
Yeah. I would agree. And, of course, we saw a good product on the racetrack last night at Richmond. We saw another short track race under the lights and came down to a pretty competitive run there at the end, especially with the fact that Martin Truex Jr. did not win the race.
Man.
But he led the most laps.
Broken hearted.
Led 228 laps and got beat out there in the final few laps by his teammate. And, of course, there was some displeasure with his teammate there at the end, Denny Hamlin, which was a driver that won the race. And Martin displayed that on the, I guess you would call the cool down lap after the race was over.
A little love tap.
Yeah, that love tap was three love taps. And they were pretty good little punches.
Well, it's because it was Easter. It was the Holy Trinity.
And that's where you need a team owner like Joe Gibbs that's used to dealing with temperamental drivers and temperamental players when his days of football to sort out those challenges and those problems that you may have among teammates. But I was a little bit surprised that Martin Truex was as heated as he was.
Yeah, just some frustration there when you are clearly the thoroughbred in the race. You know, you're the lead horse all day long. And to have it sort of, you know, you can't say taken away from you. I mean, it's NASCAR. It's what happens, green, white checkers. But, yeah, it could certainly be frustrating.
And I'm certain there is a high level of competitiveness at Joe Gibbs Racing among Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr. because they're both veteran drivers. They both are always probably fighting for that number one position of being the lead driver of the organization. Denny Hamlin's already gotten a win. And anytime, or I would assume anytime you're a teammate and your teammate's doing well, they have had a win or two and you haven't gotten one yet, I would say that even puts more pressure on you because you're looked upon as, well, why are you not winning? You've got the same equipment. You're with the same team. You've got all the same support. What's the problem? So I'm sure there's some of that on Martin Truex Jr. as well as other drivers. When you get into those situations.
Well, and just like anything else, I think a win specifically, not just winning, but a win means so much these days that when you get that close to one and you got a chance, think about it, Sean, you get one win and you get to take a little bit of an exhale, a little bit of a deep breath, still want to go out and win every week and you still want to get as many playoff points as possible. But that win essentially protects you and your sponsor and knows that you're going to have a good rest of the year or at least have a chance to be champion. And I think you get that close and it's easy to be frustrated.
And Denny Hamlin not only has won two races during the regular season, but he also won the Clash. So he has celebrated three wins so far this season, which I'm sure even adds to the frustration to Martin Truex Jr. Some other drivers that had some successful days and needed them. The next one that really catches my attention is Joey Logano.
Man, that's what I was saying. That was,
I mean,
a wonderful second place finish for that team.
I mean, he's had nothing but a tough season so far. He's a former two-time champion, but things turned around for him. He followed his 11th place finish last week at COTA and then ended up in second yesterday. And, of course, as we were talking, Martin Truex Jr. Had a successful day, led 228 laps. Chase Elliott had his best finish of the season. He finished fifth, giving him two top tens in the last three races. And then another driver that caught my attention as doing very well is Josh Berry. He had his best run of the season and finished a season best 11th. He spent 90% of the race in the top 15 despite starting 30th. So a great run for that team.
Yeah, absolutely. Great run for him. Also a great run, Christopher Bell 6th, William Byron 7th, Keselowski another top 10, Sean Bubba Wallace, who got into it with Larson a little bit, more on that later, finished 13th, Chastain 15th, the other Gibbs driver, Ty in 16th, not driving for Gibbs, but is a Gibbs, Ryan Blaney 19th, Kyle Busch 20th, also had a few words after the race. And a bad day all the way around for our buddy Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Finished 33rd. Corey LaJoie last place in 36th. Only 36 cars in this race, Sean.
And Kyle Larson ended up in a bad situation, getting basically spun out by Bubba Wallace there at the end of the race, which also caused part of the problems for how Martin Truex Jr. did. But Bubba Wallace came to Kyle Larson after the race and said, "Hey, I'm sorry. I it was my bad.
I'm due whatever's coming my way."
Yeah, I think it's one of those situations where if Kyle Larson wanted to retaliate, he would have every right to. But I don't think that that's the position Kyle Larson's going to take, because in the post-race interview, he seemed to accept and understand that, hey, those are the type of things that oftentimes happens on the racetrack, and you do your best to avoid them, and it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, it's a guy that's won more than a few times, a champion, and knows that may have bought himself a little leeway down the line.
So when you look at that top 10 and how everybody finished, would you say that Joey Logano was possibly the biggest comeback and biggest surprise?
Yeah, Logano and Keselowski, I thought, just two older guys that hadn't exactly set the world on fire yet, especially Gano, just a dreadful year so far. But both of those guys getting top 10 finishes, I think, you know, bodes well for them.
There were 5 caution flags for 54 laps and 16 lead changes among 7 drivers. So we put Richmond in the books, and race number 7 so far of the 2024 NASCAR Cup season. And this is a short track that always produces a good show. As far as attendance last night, attendance looked good, but the stands were not full, I noticed. A little disappointing there.
It's Easter Sunday, Sean. People got to go have steaks with family.
Well, you know, that's a good point. I didn't put that into consideration. I'm just thinking short track racing, under the lights. Richmond is a popular racetrack. I would have expected to see it sold out. However, very good point. It's a holiday that many people are not going to miss, and be able to be out of town, away from their family. So, makes sense for sure. All right, we've got a lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. You can find us online at racingtalkradio.com. You can also find all of our past shows there. Also, if you're always on the move and you're into podcasts, you can find us at all of your top podcast platforms. Just go to the search bar and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. You can find all of our past episodes, and if you miss any episode, you can listen to us at your convenience, wherever you're at, on your favorite podcast platform app. More to come after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of its goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. I'm Casey Orr alongside Sean Whitfield, and we show up each and every Monday at 6 o'clock getting you caught up on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. We just got done running down the results from Richmond Raceway, the Toyota Owners 400 that concluded last night. Denny Hamlin gets his second win of the season. Another win. That's like his fifth win at his home track, which he's always considered Richmond. And, of course, about to turn our attention towards Martinsville Speedway. The paperclip up the road from Martinsville, Virginia. The Cookout 400 is coming up this Sunday, April 7th. So be sure and tune in. That's going to be on FS1, Sean. So you have to.
That'll be the first one we've had off Fox this year.
You'll have to maybe look around or perhaps stream, but to find the race. But there you have it. Martinsville's always tough on brakes and tough on attitudes. That'll be good.
We got a lot of adjusting to television viewing next year in NASCAR as we bring on Amazon Prime and Warner Brothers. So,
Are you going to have to go out and get Prime to watch races? Do you have Prime now?
I have Prime.
Okay, I do too.
Yeah, I was able to watch the NFL Thursday Night Football the last 2 years. Man, I'm not that behind in being so ancient that
as a
I don't
guy
have that.
That doesn't, like, you don't, you're not very big into pop culture. Like, I throw references at you all the time. You're like, what are you talking about? So I just didn't know if, like, you watched, you know.
Yeah, actually.
So did you and Mrs. Whitfield watch Roadhouse and pretend you guys were young again and enjoy the new Roadhouse at all?
What's Roadhouse?
Okay, see, there you go. Once again.
I don't ever watch Prime unless it's during football season.
Do you remember the it was either late 80s, early 90s movie with Patrick Swayze, Roadhouse, where he was a bouncer? It was very famous, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you remember that.
Do you remember Footloose?
Absolutely. Okay. Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
I watched it a bunch. Okay. So Jake Gyllenhaal, who is another famous actor today, they redid Roadhouse. And it's different plot, but basically it's the new Roadhouse and Amazon. It's on Amazon and it's one of their Amazon releases. And it just came out this last weekend. You and Mrs. Whitfield could sit down and watch it and, you know, I don't know. There's lots of sexy people fighting and stuff.
I heard that you can find the Brady Bunch on Amazon Prime too.
I wouldn't know that.
you were probably a big Brady Bunch fan.
I was. So Brady Bunch was on Nick at Night or Nickelodeon, like as an old show when I was growing up.
Gotcha.
It wasn't current at all.
Yeah,
that was still old.
Well, I definitely have got to get to adapted to streaming. I did purchase the Peacock.
Okay, that's a good one.
Streaming service.
What is on Peacock that I watch? There's a listen. I've got them all. It's pretty ridiculous, but Peacock has got it's got some good shows. Yeah. Paramount Plus, another good one.
Yes,
you can watch old Frasier and Cheers reruns on that.
See, I was never into either one of those shows.
I don't know why, and I've got to make fun of myself. But like, why I'm watching all these older rerun show, it just takes me back to when I was a kid. I don't know, maybe there's something I probably need to deal with on there.
Yeah,
but I'm from, listen, I can give you the rundown. The Orr House has just about all the streaming platforms and still pays for cable, so pretty dumb right now.
There is no telling what you're spending a month.
It's not good.
And I thought that we were the only one that still was subscribing to cable.
As long as
but the Orr House has it too.
Until I can teach my mother-in-law streaming, which I'm starting to think just ain't going to happen.
I'll have to have cable.
You're exempt. She's worthy of you keeping cable. So.
Absolutely. It's my peace of mind. You ever FaceTime with an 80-year-old to try to explain to her which button to press to get her computer, you know, her basically TV that's a computer to play the right program? At one of those conversations, and you'll just write a blank check to someone to never have to do that again.
Is that the way it is? All right, let's get to the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Richmond. Martin Truex Jr. is the leader, 14 points ahead of second place. Kyle Larson, third, Denny Hamlin. Fourth is Ty Gibbs. Fifth is Ryan Blaney.
All right, in the sixth spot, Christopher Bell. Seventh, William Byron. Eighth, Chase Elliott. Ninth, Ross Chastain, followed by 10th, Tyler Reddick. Rounding out the top 16th, Alex Bowman, Chris Buescher, Kyle Busch, Bubba Wallace, 14th, Daniel Suarez, and 15th, Brad Keselowski in the 16th spot. So if the playoffs were to start today, but they're not, Brad Keselowski would be the last one in. Everybody that has a win is in the top 16. Daniel Suarez has his win, and he's in 15th. Sean, our old buddy, Joey Logano went from, let's see, I'm trying to figure out, he is all the way up to 19th place. First time he's been in the teens this year. So that second place finish really vaulted him up. That's it's got to feel good.
He's due a win. I think he'll get back in good standings here pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, too talented to be that bad that long, but boy, that was let's see if he's on the upswing.
Another driver that catches my attention that's disappointing to see that he's fell back like this, because he started off the season doing very well, and that's Michael McDowell.
Yeah, friend of the program.
He's in 21st position.
And listen, if I'm Ford, I'm not very happy as well. I've got three drivers in the top 16, and that's in 5th, 12th, and 16th spot. So Toyota and Chevrolet by far and away dominating the standings.
Yeah. All right, let's shift gears for just a moment to talk a little bit about the business side of NASCAR, which we haven't done in a few weeks.
Have you ever let everyone know that it's a business first and a sport second?
I have not, but why don't you...
A theme, perhaps?
Why don't you make sure that's emphasized today?
Just to let them know.
NASCAR is a business first and a sport second.
Like, we should have that stenciled on the wall somewhere.
Yeah, because what other sport is covered in logos? The cars are covered in logos.
You know what? All of them now.
The uniforms are covered in logos.
But NASCAR was first.
And without corporate America, there would be no NASCAR.
Have you seen a WNBA jersey lately?
Uh-uh.
Like, I think some of the NASCAR teams don't have the same amount of sponsorship. Like, it's NASCAR definitely trendsetting in that whole thing.
I'm surprised other sports hadn't followed at some point, because, you know, sports marketing is such a major part of our society today. I'm surprised that the NFL hadn't really gotten behind in allowing some of these teams to put two or three major sponsors on their uniforms.
So there was the sports movie years ago called Tin Cup. It was Kevin Costner as a golfer. You probably don't know that either.
But anyway, I don't.
So
educate me.
In this movie, he has to get sponsorships to play in this big tournament, and he takes off his windbreaker, and he's got logos, like four logos, all over his golf shirt. And that was the joke. It's like, wow, you just don't do that in golf, right? Go watch a golf tournament now, and every single guy has logos absolutely everywhere. So it's like what once was funny is now reality. And NASCAR started this whole thing.
Golf is a good example that I had not thought about.
Hey,
it's probably the only other sport beside NASCAR that does that.
The guy that won the tournament this weekend played at UTC.
What tournament?
The main golf tournament on the PGA Tour. He played in UTC.
I didn't even know there was a golf tournament. All I knew there was on was March Madness.
Okay, it's every Sunday there's a golf tournament, Sean.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Well, where was this tournament at?
I believe it was in Texas.
You know, you being a golfer, you should know more about what you're talking about.
Well, listen, I don't follow it that close. But I'm just saying the dude was from UTC. That was cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. All right, I want to talk for just a moment about what these drivers are being paid. Kyle Larson was on Kenny Wallace's show recently, having a conversation with Kenny Wallace. And as you know, Kenny Wallace has ended his career a long time ago, and then began his career in dirt probably 10 years ago, at least, maybe even longer ago than that. And they were talking about what drivers are being paid today. And Kyle Larson brought some things to the attention of viewers on that particular day. And I was reading about it a few weeks ago, and I thought, you know, some of this is stuff I hadn't really thought about. Larson has made the statement that within the next decade before turning 40, he will retire from NASCAR. Right now, Larson's will make up to 15 late model races this year and 25 sprint car races, as well as he's going to try to make a run at the Indianapolis 500. In their conversation, he was talking about that the dirt drivers today are making as much money or nearly as much money as NASCAR Cup drivers are today, especially with the new forms of media that the dirt series have. I think there's Dirt Vision and some other streaming services that have certainly grown the dirt racing industry. He points out the fact that back in the day, the top tier drivers, Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, and others, that the drivers today are making about half of what those drivers were making back in their prime. Jimmy Johnson even made comment to that in an interview back in 2021, that the drivers today are about half of what he was making back in his prime.
I think Junior said he saw the writing on the wall when he signed his last Dillett Hendrick. I think Junior was making like $4 million a year just to drive, and then everything else that goes on top of that. And he even said then he knew it wasn't sustainable. I don't think anyone's ever going to, you know, pound their fist on the table saying professional athletes need to be paid more. But it is, I do think NASCAR is probably the only sport where as the TV money goes up, the driver money comes down. And it's become more performance-based, and sponsorship dollars aren't there anymore.
Well, the last TV contract began, I think, is in 2014. Now that the new TV contract starts next year, I would assume that not only are the teams going to be making more money, but the drivers are going to expect their stock value to go up as well. So we could start to see this trend change starting next year, or with drivers in the future that sign new contracts as the sport grows. With dirt racing today, Larson made comment that most of the drivers get to keep all of their merchandise sales, as opposed to NASCAR, where the teams and the sanctioning bodies get a large cut of the merchandise sales. So just think about that for a moment. Back in the day, what Jeff Gordon and Jimmy Johnson and Dale Earnhardt Jr., and even going back as far as Dale Sr., the amount of money they were just making in their merchandise sales and their diecast sales and et cetera.
And, you know, a lot of that stuff, that has gone by the way. I mean, diecast used to be an industry into itself, Sean, and now it's kind of all but gone.
Yeah. The diecast market is still going pretty strong. I don't think it's as big as it once was. And we used to see all these teams have individual haulers to sell their merchandise at all the tracks. Most of that has changed over the last few years, where the haulers are consolidated, selling, you know, several drivers at one display. So I think there's no question that merchandise sales have declined compared to what they were, say, a decade and a half ago.
Well, you know, and we've talked about this, but as the prices to everything goes up, and I think NASCAR has been really good at keeping mainly prices down at the racetrack, or at least having some control over that, everything else has gone up. And so, you know, the race weekend with a family of four and everybody go get a t-shirt, well, I mean, gosh, you've added another over $100 for that. So,
yeah.
But yes, it is interesting that as NASCAR continues to grow in value and as these charters continue to grow in value, at least as the team owners know, the drivers are taking a bit of a pay cut. However, you know what? If you don't want to drive, there's someone right behind you that will. So there's a little bit of that supply-demand, a little bit of the open market.
I think you're right about that. I think over the last, say, 4 to 5 years, a lot of these young drivers have been willing to do whatever it took to get that premium ride in the Cup Series. And if that meant taking a much lower deal than what drivers in the past have taken, they were certainly willing to do that in order to get that shot
and be performance based. You know what? You want to make more money? Go win more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and just think about it. How often does a Rick Hendricks ride or a Joe Gibbs Racing ride come along when there's hundreds of premier drivers out there in the market? I mean, it's sort of like winning the lottery.
That's very true.
Your chances are, the odds are against you.
So it's interesting. Look inside the business with Sean Whitfield.
All right, it is time for us
brought to you by, sorry.
Brought to you by Optimize U.
Brought to you, look in this business world.
From the Optimize U studio. All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR and also talk about where we're headed next week. We've got all of that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelliford Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr, as always, here Monday at 6, getting you caught up on all your NASCAR news and information. We've talked Denny Hamlin and his big win at Richmond. We've looked ahead to the coming race, the Cookout 400 from Martinsville, that's going to be this Sunday at 3 o'clock on FS1.
All right, let's touch on a little news in the world of NASCAR. NASCAR has just announced that Mobil 1 as the presenting sponsor of Victory Lane for all the NASCAR-owned racetracks. It almost like pains me to even talk about another brand of oil.
Why does that matter? You are currently oil-free.
I know, but you know, oil's in my blood. 30-something years in the oil business. And I always looked at Mobil 1 as one of our competitors. And now I'm giving them recognition on the show as announcing this presenting sponsor.
What if I told you that last time I got an oil change, I specifically made him put Quaker State in there?
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Nothing but the best.
Well, well, that was fun because, you know, the last few years of this, we went from Valvoline Racing Radio to Pennzoil Racing Radio, and Quaker State is part of the Pennzoil family.
Oh, is that part of that?
Yeah.
I still go to Valvoline Instant still, Oil Change. I still know all my buddies over there.
Well, that's where I go as well.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's just at the NASCAR-owned tracks, which would be the tracks that we are all familiar with as far as Speedway Motorsports. We just got a few minutes left in today's program, and I want to introduce my lovely wife, and she is a news anchor at News Channel 9, none other than Kim Chapman Whitfield. Hello, Kim.
Hello, Sean and Casey.
It's good to see you. You're always on TV about now.
I am.
Actually, so I have to watch.
6 to 6:30.
Yeah, I have to watch what I say until 5:30. No, and then
no, until
really,
6:30.
6 to 6:30.
Oh, yeah, until 6:30. Yeah. Then I really get to let loose because I know you're listening. Yeah. And then, but you're off today, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Just decide to.
Well, I had to go to the dentist and have some teeth fixed.
Couldn't be apart from him that long.
I get it. Yeah. Can you believe we're actually going to be able to have dinner together on a Monday night?
That's really weird.
This is going to be weird for us.
Is Luby's open that late?
I think we're going to do some Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah, go figure.
Well,
it's our favorite place.
It was a Leah's or it was Jay's or it was Texas Roadhouse. Yeah. So there you go.
Hey, it don't get any better when you got those three in your life.
What about giant margaritas at El Mason? When are we going to do that again?
Oh, my goodness. Don't mention that to Kim too often. She'll be wanting to do that. Of course, there's a little Mexican place near our house that she likes to grab one of those at every so often.
That's a good one.
Plaza del Sol.
Oh, it's very good.
Give them a plug. But Kim joined me talking some NASCAR when we were down in Panama City a couple of years ago. So she does know NASCAR pretty well, and she watches most of the races with me. I'd say probably 60% of the time, maybe.
Probably.
And like last night, I fell asleep there at the end, and she saw it till the end. She was telling me what happened at
the
end.
Wow.
Yeah. I called you and I couldn't remember who won. I was just so taken up and like, man, he was mad.
Yeah,
it was spicy.
It got very spicy afterwards for sure.
That was Martin Truex Jr.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but Kim has been a NASCAR fan for a long time. She was a big NASCAR fan back in the days of Dale Earnhardt and Michael Waltrip during that era of time. And then she sort of faded away from NASCAR. And then, you know, when she got with the love of her life over 4 years ago, NASCAR became a major part of her world.
How large part of this show played a role in you discovering Sean and said love for him? Did you hear the golden pipes one day on the way home?
That's what it was. Like,
oh my gosh. I love the way he said Earnhardt.
Who is that man?
Yes. I must meet him.
She says, I want to hook up with that dude.
Wow.
Hey, we've only got a couple minutes left, and you have got a Talladega story. You were in the media. You were at the ABC affiliate in Gadsden, Anniston, Alabama, years ago.
Oh man, I bet that was
doing
good.
News, and you were covering NASCAR at Talladega.
Now you're originally from Florida, right?
No, I'm originally from Philadelphia.
Okay. Oh my. So from Philadelphia to Anniston, what is the culture shock?
Well, she stopped in Atlanta first.
And then you end up there, you know.
Well, you know, what's funny is that I swore, because my whole family's from the North. So when Dad says we're packing up, we're moving South, I don't want to have anything to do with the South. I don't want grits. I don't want country music. I don't want NASCAR. And I swore I would never participate or follow any of it.
And here we are. Yeah.
Married to
a guy on a NASCAR radio show.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Well,
if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plan.
We're about out of time, but tell your story real quick.
Which one?
The Talladega where you got kicked out.
Now it gets good. Okay.
Yeah. She got kicked out.
It was my fault.
She got kicked out at Talladega Super Speedway.
It never is.
It really wasn't. I didn't know. This was the first race that I'd ever even been to.
She was there as a reporter covering NASCAR.
Oh, you didn't do break rule number one as a reporter, huh?
No. Yeah, I did.
Ask for the old autograph?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
No.
Okay.
So tell everybody real quick, because we're about out of time.
And you keep saying that. I'm like, I'm sorry.
She's delaying.
We had our sports director had credentials, and they didn't get any for me. And so he said, here, just take this one. And I took his and went in, and they're like, no, you need to come back over here with us. And I knew the guy who did PR at the track at the time, and he was like, you know, you were unsuspecting, you had no idea, but we have to suspend you for one race. The person who did it for you is out for a year.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Just for borrowing a
a garage credential and media credential. And she got, you got escorted out, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. That's, but I mean, it wasn't like police and all that. But
that's actually, that's pretty cool, though. That's a way better story. Yeah, so. Most of the time, someone in the media will be a rookie and ask a driver for an autograph. And that is a huge no-no.
You don't do that. Yeah. No.
And you will definitely get escorted to the door if you do that.
Then never welcome back in. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how long you're on suspension, but you're definitely, your weekend is cut short for sure.
I came out of the men's room and just almost knocked over Jimmy Johnson. Like, we full on collid, and I had to like catch. I was like, oh man, I'm so sorry. And I looked down, I'm like, Jimmy Johnson? Like, oh my God. So that was kind of cool.
Did you hug him?
I mean,
did you hug his neck?
A little. He was one of my favorites, but yeah, he was like, oh gosh. I'm like, my bad, dude. Yeah. Like, I just ran into Jimmy Johnson.
And he's not that big a guy.
None of them are.
Yeah.
Like, Clint Bowyer is about my size or my height, and the rest of them, no.
Yeah. Of course, people can watch you Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 on News Channel 9, Fox News at 10, 10 to 11, and then 11, 11:30 on News Channel 9, Monday through Friday.
While you sleep through it all.
I usually fall asleep during the 10 o'clock newscast.
DVR.
Yeah, yes. I bet you Casey doesn't miss that many newscasts.
No.
He is a Kim's local on? Newscast guy.
So, Kim, and then you're always doing the TV with our neighbor and good buddy, LT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does 5:30.
Yeah, it's like the power couple, dynamic duo.
All right, Casey, any final words before we go?
Looking forward to a great race at Martinsville. Let's talk about it Monday.
And the race is going to be on FX or FS1.
You may have to flip around a little bit to find it.
All right.
Well, stream appropriately.
We want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We'll be back here again next Monday to break it all down and bring you up to date with all the news in the world of NASCAR on and off the racetrack. And again, we are presented to you by Optimize U. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.